Long story short, I am the worst podcaster. It's been 2 months, 3 months, but I've had a lot of life going on, so I apologize for my lack of podcast presence. But I am back today, and I have some sports news for y'all, so I'll go ahead and get started. Ben Roethlisberger, who has been the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers for the last 18 years, announced his retirement on Thursday. He made the announcement in a video that he posted on social media. He stated the journey has been exhilarating, fueled by a spirit of competition. Yet, the time has come to clean out my locker, hang up my cleats, and continue to be all I can be to my wife and children. I retire from football a truly grateful man. Roethlisberger was in the video cleaning out his locker at Heinz Field for the very last time, and also sitting at home with his three kids and his wife Ashley. The Urban Meyer issue was one of the biggest stories of the NFL season. For the first time since being fired as head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars in December, he is now talking about his experience. He did an interview with Dan Dickich on Don't At Me with Dan Dickich. He had outlined the differences between coaching for college football and coaching for the NFL. These differences surprised him, as this was his first time as an NFL head coach. Seems like he just wasn't prepared for the speed of the NFL. He was used to having to work his college players a lot, and I guess that's just not the same as when you're coaching professionally. NFL players are paid to perform and are expected to do that rapidly. Meyer said it was the worst experience he has had in his professional lifetime, stating, "What really got me, I almost don't want to say people accept it. I mean, you lose a game and you just keep. I would seriously have self-talk. I went through that whole depression thing too, where I'd stare at the ceilings and think, are we doing everything possible?" A roster that was good enough to win games. I just don't think we did a great job. It eats away at your soul. I tried to train myself to say, okay, it happens in the NFL. At one point, the Jaguars lost 20 in a row. Think about that. 20 games where you're leaving the field where you lost. And we lost 5 in a row at one point, and I remember I just couldn't function. I was trying to rally myself up. I was in charge of the team, obviously. And then we won 2 out of 3, and I really felt like we flipped that thing. There were good moments, and at one point in the season, he felt like the Jaguars were gaining a little momentum, and unfortunately that did not last for very long. Stating our defense was playing excellent. At one point, it was number one in the league. But then they quit scoring points. And they struggled in the offense. And that's when they went on another losing streak. He really struggled with that. The Cleveland Browns quarterback announced in an Instagram story that he has decided to take a break from social media for the foreseeable future. He said that he's got to do what's best to focus on me, my family, and loved ones. He did also write that he appreciated all the love and support. And he announced this on Twitter. It might not come as a huge surprise because on Sunday he had tweeted congratulations to all the NFL teams that were moving to playoffs, but then followed it with a tweet calling social media toxic. Emily Mayfield's wife has also gotten into, or has just had some heat for activities of her social media presence. Emily has posted and then deleted criticisms in regards to Mayfield's teammates in an apparent effort to support her husband, who struggled during the season with some injuries. And towards the end of the season, Mayfield also discussed that he was receiving death threats on social media. And that's also something his wife, Emily, was experiencing as well. He told the media at the time that he doesn't take them seriously and doesn't believe that there's something the team should be concerned with. It doesn't seem like Mayfield is actually deleting any social media accounts as of right now. Just planning on staying off the apps, I suppose. But will he actually be able to resist the addiction of social media? Who knows? Since the Green Bay Packers were eliminated by the 49ers on Saturday, Aaron Rodgers has been the topic for many people in relation to his future. Is he going to continue playing or retire? And if he does keep playing, where will he be playing? Will he be with the Packers or will he move elsewhere? So many questions, but Rodgers hasn't really answered any yet. But he does have a lot of time to figure out the next steps. But one thing he knows he will not be doing is pulling a Brett Favre. He was on the Pat McAfee show, and Rogers said that under no circumstances will he retire and then come back. When he's done, he is done for good. One thing I am 100% not going to do is retire and then come back a year later. I don't have any desire to do that. That makes no sense. He said, retiring and then coming back is, of course, what the former Packers legend Brett Favre did. And it makes as little sense now as it did back then when it happened. And Rodgers is seen to have followed in Favre's footsteps and ended up being kind of stuck in the middle of that situation. And so he is determined to never put someone else through that. Will he stay, though, with the Green Bay Packers? If he decides that he does not want to retire, then the next decision will be where he wants to play. It appears the Packers want Rodgers to stay, but that doesn't mean that he will do that. He's made it clear that he's not really interested in staying around if the Packers start a rebuild, which is something they very well might do. Even though he's unclear on his plans for himself and his future, he did set himself a deadline for when he has to make his decision by. And out of respect for the Packers, the only organization he's ever played for, he will not leave Green Bay, hamstrung close to free agency. He plans on making his decision much earlier. Russell Westbrook and the Lakers. If there was a kind way for the Lakers to ditch Westbrook, they probably would have by now, but so far the only plausible trade, barely plausible, is to swap Westbrook for John Wall. And even that decision brings along with it many concerns. Among those possibilities, Wall might just be bad for the Lakers like Westbrook has been, and that just wouldn't benefit them in any sense. They are similar players who have similar flaws in the way they play the game. And besides that, the Rockets would want more than just Westbrook in return for Mr. John Wall. They want the Lakers' 2027 first round pick as a Westbrook tax, which, per longtime NBA insider Mark Stein, the Lakers are not willing to part with Wall. For numerous reasons, the Lakers want to be able to keep that trade to potentially use for a player that would significantly raise their prospects at championship, which they do not really have a lot of faith in Wall to do that. There's also a lot of ego involved, which, if you ask me, which I know you didn't, but there's a lot of ego involved in sports anyways. And it won't be a great look for them to give up Westbrook in the first place and just to turn around and give him up for so little. I apologize once again for my lack of podcasts, but I am working on getting back to posting them more. So for those of you still here, thank you, and I'll see you next time on Sleepy Time Sports.